Welcome to Jam and Jerry's House of Fun podcast. This is podcast number 25. In this podcast, we're going to be looking at the Yamaha Finger Drum Pad FGDP-30. And this is going to be an interesting podcast, I think, because I've wanted a drum kit for a long time. We're going to do the unboxing first. And this is going to be while I'm unboxing. We need our handy pair of scissors here because we got to cut through tape. I can talk while I'm doing this. I've wanted a drum kit for a long time. I used to do drums when I was in high school. And obviously, trying to have room for, you know, drum sets and anything has never been... I've never had the room for something like that. Okay, got to cut some more. And I've heard of drum kits, but they were still, you know, rather expensive and things like that. So I've got to thank Melissa. She demoed this on Mastodon because she had gotten one. And I looked it up and I saw that on Amazon, it was rather expensive, you know. And when I talked to Melissa, she actually gave me a direct link for the drum kit on Zounds.com. That's www.zzounds.com. But she gave me the direct link to the drum kit, and it was cheaper. Zounds one had it for $199.99, and the spot on Amazon that I saw it wanted $299.99. So they wanted $100 more. It's like, no. Not only that, the reason that Zounds won my business is because they do let you do payments. And I'm having a heck of a time getting this thing out of the box. It's a box within a box, and I'm having trouble getting this box out of the box. It does not want to come out. Come on, you. What's it take to get this out of here? Well, that, I suppose. All right. Almost tore the shipping box, which, hey, if that would have happened, so what? No big deal, no big loss. All right, so we now have the actual drum kit box here. Finger drum kit box. And it looks like I may have to cut a piece of tape. It looks like I do. All right. It's a piece of tape on the actual box itself that is kind of in my way at the moment, and it's not letting me cut it. Wow. There we go. Talk about your tough pieces of tape. Wow. All right, so we're now opening the box, and the very first thing you're presented with is Styrofoam, a big piece of styrofoam that covers up the whole box. And under that, you actually have the drum kit. Nice, strong electronic smell. It's a new smell. But as we all know, some electronics have a stronger smell than others. All right. We're going to set this on the table here in just a moment. Let's see, did I make enough room for it? Yeah, just. All right. So let's see, is there anything else in here? Yes, we have the USB cable, which we are going to need. May got hers today too, and when she turned hers on, it said 0% and then died. So I'm going to assume mine would probably do the same thing. So I am going to plug mine in. And of course, then we have a manual here. Not that it's going to do me any good, but we do have a manual if we decide to keep it. Because a print manual isn't going to do me any good. But we'll take it out of the box anyway, just because we may keep it. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. All right, so we've got everything out of the box. I'm going to go ahead and close this back up. There we go. There we go. And I'm going to open the cable and get it set up. And then we're going to do a description of the unit in just a moment. It does have two twist ties on it, and it is a micro USB cable. And if I'm not mistaken, I think May said the two little spots, as I call them, dots, they go up, I believe May said. So we'll check that here in just a moment as soon as we get these twist ties off. Twist tie one goes in the shipping box. And twist tie number two will go in the box. All right. And like I said, this cable, like I said, we're going to go ahead and charge it. So I happen to have a USB hub that a couple of the ports on it, the hub is hooked to my computer. However, a couple of the ports are kind of like a charge-only port, if that makes any sense. So that's what we're going to use, is a charge-only port. Let's take that cable out because we don't really need it right now. There we go. And we're going to plug this in the unit with the dots up, I believe she said. So let's pull this out a bit so I can get to it. And yes, it is dots up. The little dot thingies or whatever you want to call them. All right, so we're going to do our best at describing this particular unit. If I had to guess, 2, 4, 6, I would say maybe about 7 or 8 inches from front to back, from left to right. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8. I'd say maybe, let's see, I would say maybe 9 inches from left to right, and maybe if you're lucky, 2 inches thick. I'm sure that those aren't exacts, but what do you want? So, to describe this unit, in the back, you have three slots, or not slots, but I'll call them ports. Going from left to right, your first one all the way on the left is going to be your earphone jack. The next port, I believe, is a line in port. And then the last one is your USB, your micro USB port. You can use this micro USB port for charging, which is what I'm doing. I have it hooked into, a USB hub. It's already charging. You can hook it into your computer to charge it. However, if you turn the unit on, it's going to show up as a sound device. And you will probably need to install a driver to make it work correctly. However, if you don't turn it on, as long as you don't turn it on, your computer can charge it just fine. But me, myself, I'm just going to use a USB hub. In the top right corner, you have a speaker that is about maybe 2 inches by 2 inches. It's a square. You do have a top row of buttons that have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4, 5, 6, and 7 are kind of like a double button. So one side is up, one side's down, if that makes sense. Then the next row, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All of these are double buttons. And what I mean, you know, they're like rocker or they're it's kind of like one button, but down the middle, it's got the where you can tell it's two separate buttons. You could push them theoretically together if you want, but these are, you know, up down buttons of some sort. And we're going to go through that here in just a moment. We're going to start with the top row. We're going to go from left to right on each of these. So the first button you're going to notice is a bit indented. This is your power button. You press and hold it to turn the unit on or to turn the unit off. When the unit is on, if you just press the button, you will get a battery status. In other words, you will hear your battery percentage. This unit does not have a screen at all. This unit talks, which is very nice. The next button over to the right, so your second button from the left, is, to my best guess, and from what I've heard, it is a lock button. If you just push it, it doesn't really seem to do anything. But if you press and hold it, it locks the top buttons. It does not lock the drum pad, you know, the drum pads. But it does lock all of the other buttons so that you can't accidentally change things. To unlock it, again, press and hold. The third button from the left is your metronome button. You just press it to turn it on and then press it again to turn it off. The next set of buttons is two buttons. Remember, I told you it's kind of like a volume up, volume down. In this case, it is your drum kit selection. There are 39 drum kits in this unit. And these buttons, the ones right after the metronome, is how you select which drum kit you want to use. The last two buttons on this row, again, look like, you know, volume up, volume down type things. These are your menu. This is what you use to select the main things in your menu. Moving down to the next row, the first two buttons under the power button and the lock. Moving down to the next row, the first two buttons you're going to come across are your volume buttons, volume up, volume down. Then you're going to have, beside those, it's almost right under the metronome button, you will have the metronome speed, your beats per minute. How fast do you want your metronome? The next two, from what I understand, and I don't know how to use them very well yet because I just listened to a demo from Melissa. She believes that these are like a memory one and memory two. They're like presets of some sort. And then the last two to the right, again, right under the menu buttons, is your options for whatever menu option you have selected. The two buttons underneath let you choose the setting for that particular option. Below those two rows of buttons, starts your finger drum pad. The first row has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The next one has 1, 2, 3. The middle one is really long and has what looks like two of the dots you might see on a keyboard for like your F and J. It's kind of like the home row thing. Below that, you have 1, 2, 3, then a slightly bigger button, and then 4, 5, 6. So 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 1, 2, 3, kind of small ones, a slightly bigger one, and then, so that's four, and then five, six, seven. I do apologize. I do apologize for that. And then the last row, you have one, a huge one, and another one that's smaller. The huge one is about as big as the one on what they call the home row. And in some of your kits, the two long ones, like the top long one is your snare, or might be your snare, and then the bottom long one might be your bass drum. Now that we've looked at the unit and described the unit, let's go ahead and dive right in. So remember that I told you that the very top left key is your power button. You do press and hold it. Now, those of you who listen very carefully, you might have noticed that when I turned it on, the background hiss that was there, which is rather minuscule, seems to be now gone. Let's go ahead and check the battery level. We're just going to press the power button, not press and hold, but press it.
Battery, 100%.
Oh, my battery's already at 100%. Wow. I could go ahead and unplug mine, I guess. That was kind of quiet. Let's go ahead and turn it up a bit. Let's see.
23. 29.
All right, that should be good. So I'll press the volume button, the power button again, just so you can hear it.
Battery, 100%.
All right, there we go. So let's just go ahead and unplug mine. Mine doesn't need to be plugged in anymore. Maybe mine was charged. Interesting. All right, so at any rate, let's get to drumming. So it is on now, and we're going to be, I think by default, you're in the first drum kit, which is fine, because we're just going to kind of play around a little bit just to kind of see how this all works and whatnot. The way I understand it, this is supposed to be, what do they call it, ergonomically easier for you to, it's designed for your hands and stuff, and maybe that'll work, but who knows. So on your top row, your very top row of your drum pad, all the way to the left, there's that one, and all the way over to the right is that one. Now, with these pads, you can't just push on it, because if you do, it does nothing. You have to actually tap it. And the harder you tap it, the louder the drum. So if I just kind of lightly, and then, the harder I do it, the harder or the louder the sound. The next two in from the left and right, so they're the same thing. So you can kind of, and then your middle one is that. All right. Next row down. And this is, like I said, just one of 39 drum kits. We're not going to go through all 39 of them. No. We're not even going to go through all the settings, just because there's quite a bit of settings, but we'll show you a few things, I guess. So the next row down, which just has one, two, three things, the big one in the middle. And again, the harder you tap it, the louder the drum. And on each side of that kind of snare drum, on the left side, on the right side, there you go. The next row down, in the middle, you kind of have, it's kind of like a snare, but it's slightly different. See, there's the top one. And then here's the one right below it. Off to the sides, I believe the buttons are the same going from the inside out. So let's try that. So here's the middle, okay, just to the left of that. is that. And then to the right is the same one. And then moving one further to the left on the left and one to the right on the right, it's the same. And then all the way on the left and all the way on the right are the same. Okay. And then the bottom row, again, you only have three. You know, your big bass drum, your, you know, kick drum, I guess, or bass drum, whatever you want to call it. To the left of that, nice, like a hitting the side of a snare drum. And to the right, you have that. All right, so let's see. Can I kind of do some sort of drum beat here? Just basics? Let's see. I hit one of those by accident. This is going to take me a little getting used to, because I'm used to just pushing keys. But you can't really do that with this because they're pads. So I got to get used to... Okay, so there you go. There's me playing around a bit. So just to give an example of your metronome, let's let you hear that a little bit. Kind of fast, I think.
117. 113. 107.
Now, would you want to hear that in your ear all the time? Probably not, but you know. And I'm assuming, let's go ahead and turn that off. There are, and I did forget to describe this, there are what look like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lights above the buttons on the left-hand side. I did forget to describe that, so I do apologize. Let's go ahead and change drum kits, just because we can. So that one was number one, I do believe. Let's go up and then back down, just because.
Kit 2, 1, maple.
So maple, you know. All right, let's see what number two is.
2, EDM red.
Okay, let's just see what this one kind of sounds like. Ooh. Kind of an interesting drum kit. Okay, let's see what the next drum kit is, just because we can. We're not, like I said, we're not going to go through all 39 of them. We'll just go through a few, just to kind of give you an idea of what's here.
3, distortion rock.
All right, so, ooh, that is, Okay, next.
4, house rose.
All right. Interesting. All right, next.
5, R&B.
We have an R&B one. All All right. Let's do one more. I mean, like I said, there's so many here that it's not even funny.
6. Dubstep Sun.
Oh, boy. All right, so, you know, as you can see, there's quite a bit in here. Let's see what we have for, like, different options.
Menu, 2, 1, mixer click volume.
All right. Now, like I said, these are the buttons that are on the right-hand side. So the top row on the right and the bottom row on the right of, you know, these two rows of buttons. The top row selects the menu item. The ones right below that select the option for that particular setting. So let's see.
2, 1, mixer click volume.
All right. So let's use the two keys below that.
23.
So this is the, how loud do you want the clicks to be? I'm going to turn 15. Them down a little bit. Oh, wow.
2, 3.
That doesn't 4, turn down because that's not what I thought it was.
14.
And you can hold the button down to, you know, if you want to jump a whole lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See?
21.
Let's put you
20.
There. All right.
2. Mixer aux in audio volume.
There's the aux volume in whatever. Next option, or setting, I should say.
3. Mixer USB audio volume.
There's the USB audio volume. Whoops.
5. 4. Mixer operation sound volume.
Okay.
5. Mixer voice guide volume.
So you can turn it up and down using the keys right below what I'm using to highlight the different setting.
9. 10.
It's at 10.
11.
Oh, it could go 10, louder if you wanted to. Okay.
6. Click pattern. 1-4 triplet. 1-4.
So this is your metronome. Let's see here. Okay. What's next?
1-4 triplet.
Okay. Next?
1-8.
Next.
1-8 triplet.
There's, okay.
1-16.
Okay.
1-16 triplet. 3-2 sunclave.
Let's see what this does. So there you go. I mean, as you can see, there's several different, you know, options for each setting in here.
1-4.
I'm going to put it back on that. Let's go to the next.
7. Click beats. 5, 4, 5.
I don't
6.
Think that changes that.
6.
All right.
5.
So I'll just put it back. Next.
8. Click voice.
Next.
9. Click count off bar. 1. Two. Off.
Next.
10. Kit volume.
Okay, there's your kit volume.
91.
And it's at 91.
11. Kit reverb type.
Although it was probably 90, not 91.
7. 6. Hall.
So this is your reverb type.
7. Stage. 8. Plate. 9. Early reflection. 5. Room 4. 6. Hall. 7. Stage.
All right. So there you go. That is just some basic, very basic stuff with this particular drum kit, finger drum kit. Obviously, there's going to be a whole lot more to this than what you've heard. Like I said, there's more drum kits. There's about 39 of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Kit 7, Big Beat.
Ooh, that distorts like crazy. That's
8, Gate. Nine, Hip Hop Gold.
That kind of distorts too.
10, Modern Jazz.
Modern Jazz.
11, Oak.
Let's see what Oak is. We had Maple earlier. Here's Oak. 'Go. I need to stop. I really do. So there you go. An unboxing and just a bit about this drum kit. You know, the fact that it talks, all the settings talk. It's beautiful. There's so much more you can do with this thing that if I tried to go into everything first of all, I don't know everything. But I know you can customize things, and I mean some serious customization. But if I was to try to go through everything, it would take several podcasts to probably cover everything and do it justice. But hopefully this gives you at least the basics of, what this kit does have. And real quick, what I do want to do, I'm going to unplug the cable from the unit itself. And just to kind of show you, because May showed me this earlier. So, what are we at volume-wise here?
Speaker volume, 23.
Okay, so that's just 23%. And it's not like right in front of the mic right now. Let me see if I can. This will be hard to do, but let me do this. Just so you can kind of get an idea of what this is. How loud this thing is and how good it sounds. Whoops. And it does the bass really good. Now, if I were to set this on the table, now you're not going to hear it as good as you would if I was trying to aim it at the thing. So there you go. But that just gives you an idea.
Battery, 100%.
How good this thing sounds. Hang on, let me make it talk. Let me aim this at it one more time, but I'll make it talk.
100%.
Yeah, so that's how good that speaker sounds. That's the internal speaker. That's not bad. Not bad at all. So there you go. I hope you found this informational and entertaining. And I hope you go out and get one of these drum kits, because especially if you're like me and you like to drum along with songs that you're listening to, once I get to the point where I can, do this a lot easier, that's what I'm going to do. So if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, complaints, suggestions, whatever the case may be, feel free to send me an email, jammingerry2011@gmail.com. Once again, jammingerry2011@gmail.com. See you on the next podcast.